Granny's, Abner. I believe that's our ring.
I know it's Lum. I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot 'em down, store. This is Lum and Abner.
Let's see what's going on down at Pine Ridge. Well, Abner has finally decided that his ancient mongrel, Old Blue, won't be recruited into the armed forces after all. He's sure that the old dog will be deferred now because he hangs around the defense plant part of the day. As we look in on the little community today, we find Lum in the Jot 'em Down Store and Library. Abner is just entering.
They cut down the old pine tree and they hold it. Well, morning, Lum.
Morning, Abner. Granny, it's good to hear you feeling good again. The last couple of days, I feared you was going to trip over that long face of yours.
Oh, Lummy, I'm a happy man again, Lum.
Well, good.
Yeah. And Old Blue's a happy man, too. Happy dog.
Yeah, well, maybe now you can pay more attention to work around here.
Oh, yeah.
There's a couple of things we ought to straighten out. For instance...
All right, doggy, that was sure smart of Old Blue to get himself a defense job so he can be deferred and stay at home with me, weren't he?
Well, that old dog of yours ain't got no defense job.
He's helping Cedric guard one of the gates over at Walt Bates's place.
Well, all he done was just follow Cedric over there. Any dog could have did that.
Well, he followed Cedric over again today, Lum, so he must know what he's doing.
Oh, sassy
friend. I bound you he does. You reckon they'll give him one of them badges like the other workers over there were?
I don't know.
Put his picture on it. That's what I'd love.
I ain't got time to worry about that.
Good picture or blue?
Now, here's the first thing I think we ought to straighten out.
Yes.
We ought to try to keep all canned goods off of them bookshelves in our rental library.
Wonder if Old Blue will have to work overtime.
Tom Foster come in here yesterday and started making smart remarks about them canned goods in with the books. Said he wanted to rent a can of tomatoes for the weekend.
Time and a half.
Said there weren't no one thing he'd rather read than the label on a tomato can.
I reckon I'll order pack Old Blue a lunch every morning, too.
Then we ought to move the dress goods over, but... Wait a minute. Who's that youngin' coming up out there?
Huh?
Is that old Ed Beckley's little girl?
Law me, I don't know, Lum. They grow up so fast nowadays, I just can't keep track of them. You reckon Old Blue will get a vacation over at the plant, Lum?
I don't know, Ed.
Hope he does. I'll take him fishing. No, he don't like to fish. Hunting, I better take him hunting.
Well, good morning, little girl. What can we do for you today?
Are you the manager?
Manager? Well, I reckon so. Me and Abner are partnerships here.
Well, I'm applying for a job.
A job? Ain't you a little young for such as that?
Well, I'm older than I look. I'm 29.
29? Does your mama know where you're at?
Sure. Can I have a job? I can work awful good, honest I can.
Well, I'm afraid this would be pretty hard work for you, sis.
Oh, yeah.
Besides, a woman your age ought to be thinking about getting married instead of working.
Well, I ain't old enough to get married.
Ain't old enough? I thought you said you's 29.
Well, I ain't really that old. I'm a little under that.
Well, I never would have known that if you hadn't told me, would you, Abner?
Oh, law me, no. I would have swore she weren't a day under, 32 anyway, to look at her.
Can I have a job? I can make change and everything.
Well, we'll study about it. And you come back in about 8 years. Meantime, if you want any groceries, Abner will get them for you. I'm going to start moving them canned goods, Abner.
Yeah, sure, Lum. Well, what's you wanted, honey?
I told you, I want to work here. You don't have to pay me much money.
Say, whose girl are you anyway? I don't recollect seeing you around town.
Why, I'm a out-of-town girl.
Oh, just visiting. Well, who you visiting, the Pomeroys? They always got a batch of relays over at their place. Yes, sir. Wait a minute. Here comes a fella I got to see for a minute. Excuse me.
Howdy.
Hey, hello, Grandpap.
Come on in, Grandpap. Excuse me just a minute, honey. Say, Grandpap, I'm supposed to ask you and Aunt Charity to drive over to the place tonight.
Tonight?
Yeah.
What for?
Oh, Elizabeth's got some sewing that she wants dead or something.
Oh, well, I don't want to sit around and do no pigeon-toed sewing, I'll tell you that right now.
Oh, well, the women folks will do the sewing. I figured me and you could get up a game of checkers.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, well, now that might be all right. Yeah, about what time was you aiming for us to come over?
Oh, don't make no difference. Quick as you get done eating supper. Excuse me, I got to finish waiting on this customer here.
I don't see no customer.
Why, this little... Well, for the land's sake. Where'd she go?
Where'd who go?
I doggy, she was standing right there just a minute ago. Lom, did you see that little girl leave?
No, I wasn't looking. Never paid no attention. Busy over here. Is she gone?
Yeah. Doggies, that's peculiar. Must have snuck out the back way.
Who you fellas talking about, anyways?
Why, some little girl. She's visiting over at the Pomeroy's. Awful peculiar young'un. I reckon she must have got scared when she seen you coming in.
Yeah, more than likely a country girl. Never been in a big town before like
that. Well, she did appear to be a little shy.
Say, has your paper came yet today?
Yeah, it's over there on the table. Go ahead, read it if you want to. I'm done with it.
Yeah, believe I just glanced through the pigeon-toed thing.
Sure, go ahead. Make yourself at home. You want me to help you move them canned goods, Lom?
Yeah, stand over here, Abner, and I'll hand them
to you.
Yeah. And you can stack them on the shelves next to the window there.
Well, all right. Start handing them. I'm ready.
Well, I do know.
What's the matter, Grandpa?
Listen to this, right interesting. It says, Sam and Earl Butler went out to the Roscoe Shelby place Friday. Earl helped Roscoe put down a new well.
Oh, well, I done know that.
Yeah, so did I.
Lom, do you want these cans of corn in with the tomatoes this way?
No, separate them apart.
Yeah, I'll put them over here. Move them a little this side.
Yeah, well, this is why I always love to read the personal column.
Huh?
All is full of news. Says here, Ms. Ephraim White and son Eli made a business trip to Hatfield last Monday. They returned Tuesday.
Oh, yeah. There's a lot of interesting news in the paper this week.
Grimy Ludlow was so unfortunate as to fall and break a finger Saturday. He is reported as doing nicely at this writing.
Well.
Late last night, L.A. That ain't nothing.
Huh?
Ain't about nobody we know, so it ain't important.
Well, go ahead, read it anyway, Grandpa.
Abner, you've done read the paper yourself.
I know, Lom, but I'll have to hear it again. Go ahead, Grandpa.
Oh, it ain't nothing. Just says, late last night, L.A. Connors, 12 years old, escaped from the state home for girls.
Huh.
She has brown hair and was wearing a pink gingham dress when last seen. Authorities are conducting a search for her.
Yeah, I recollect reading that now. Well, sir, reckon how old Grimy happened to fall and break his finger that way.
Yeah, I don't know. I ain't here. Don't say here.
No, well, that's
or to be in his neck.
Oh, Grandpap, you oughtn't to say
that. I don't like him.
Well, hurry up, Lom. Hand me some more cans. Don't get that. For the land's sake. What are you looking so funny for?
Nothing. Grandpap... Maybe you ought to get over to Dick Huddleston's store. He might have some telegrams for you to deliver.
Jiminy, that's right. Yeah, I ain't checked in over there yet today. I better skedaddle. Yeah, I'll see you fellas later.
Yeah, so long, Grandpa. See you tonight.
Yeah, see you tonight. I'll beat you a game of checkers.
Oh, wait and see. No, old Grandpa sure takes that messenger boy job of his and serious, don't he?
Abner, did you hear what Grandpap read in the paper there?
Oh, yeah, I heard it. Old Grimy Ludlow fell down and broke her finger.
No, I mean about that girl escaping from the state home.
Yeah. What about it?
Well, don't you see? That little girl that was in here a while ago could have been her.
Oh, prattle. That was just a young'un that come in here along.
Well, so's the one in the article. Said 12-year-old.
12?
That description fits her to a T. Brown hair, blue eyes, wearing a pink gingham dress.
My doggies, that's what she was wearing, ain't it?
Why, sure. I bound you that was her, all right, Abner. She acted awful peculiar.
Yeah, sneaking out the back door and all it does. Oh, wait a minute, old Lom. She's visiting over at the Pomeroy's.
Well, we can find out about that quick enough. What's their ring over there?
Let's see. I believe it's two shorts and long, I believe.
What was that noise?
Oh, but I don't know. Sound like it come from them packing cases over. Oh, Lom. There she is, right there.
Huh?
There she is,
right there. Well, I swan to goodness. Well, better come out from there, honey.
I wasn't doing nothing. I was just resting. I have to go now. Bye.
Well, wait just a second here. We'd like to ask you a couple of questions.
I ain't Ellie Connors.
You ain't, huh? Well, how come you know that name, Ellie Connors?
Oh, well, I heard you talking. But I ain't her.
Now, look, Ellie.
telling stories ain't going to help you none. Just get you in deeper. Now sit down here and tell us why you done it. Why you run away from the state home.
Oh, don't make me go back there. Please don't.
Well, maybe we ought to hear all the facts of the case first.
Yeah.
Why did you run away?
Well, I don't know.
It was they mean to you there?
No, they weren't mean, but... Well, I just don't belong there. I just don't want to be there, that's all.
Well, maybe you ought to have thought of that before you done what you did that got you in there.
They didn't understand. I don't want to go back.
I'm afraid you'll have to, Ellie. You see, it's the law, and you can't go against the law. And there's nothing we can do, because then we'd be going against the law, too. Get the phone, Abner.
Yeah.
Now, if there's something we could do, Ellie, why, we'd just be more than proud to do
it. Hello, jot 'em down, store and library.
We can't go against the law.
Yeah, what is it, Uncle Henry? Who called? Wait just a minute, I'll ask Long.
What does Uncle Henry want?
The police called and told Uncle Henry on account of him being a town marshal, he's supposed to be on the lookout for Ellie here.
I sort of figured that.
And long as you're justice of the peace, why, Uncle Henry wants you to help him.
Yeah.
It seems that they got word that Ellie was heading this way, and he was wondering if we've saw any suspicious-looking girls around town.
I see. Well, give me the receiver, Abner.
Yeah, sure.
Mister?
Yeah? Well, what is it?
Nothing.
Oh. Well. Hello, Uncle Henry. This is Long. Hey, sure, I'll help you. Got to, I reckon. How's that? Why, no, I ain't saw no girls at all today. All right, Uncle Henry. Goodbye.
Oh, gee, mister. Gee.
Well, here. I just done that because, well, I just want time to think this over because, well...
Hey, Long, mind out there comes somebody up on the porch out there.
Huh? Hey, Ellie, you better get back in the feed.
Yeah, right,
back. Right through that door, young.
Yes, sir. Gee.
Long?
Yeah?
What in the world did you tell Uncle Henry that for?
I don't know, Abner. I just don't know.